welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again, and we're going to pick up our study here in John chapter 15. We're going to back up to verse 18, just a verse or two from where we left off, just to get the context and the thought. Here in John 15, verse 18, the Lord Jesus, speaking here to his disciples on the way to Gethsemane, he says, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you." Verse 19, "If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." So because of the righteousness of Jesus, he shines forth upon the sin and wickedness of man. That revealing stirs man up and troubles man and bothers him. Save for the moving and the work of the Spirit, there's the hardness that comes about because of that, seeing the glory and the righteousness of the Lord, and the Lord is hated. Because we who have been saved out of that, we've been saved from that, and we now reflect the Lord Jesus in us unto that world from which we were saved. We're saved from our sins. We're saved from our depravity. We're saved from the wicked way of the world. We're saved from the wicked way of Satan. And now we are a reflection of Jesus unto the world. He is hated because of his testimony of truth, and so are we. What are we to do, as mentioned last time? Are we to hate back? No. We're to love. We're to manifest the Lord. And we're not to love sin. We're not to condone sin or a wicked way in any way. But we are to be a reflection of the Lord Jesus and a good witness of good things of God, of salvation of the Lord unto sinners, that they too might be saved. Because remember, that's where we were before the Lord saved us. In verse number 20, the Lord Jesus says, "Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." And so as we look into the word of the Lord, we keep what he says. We're a witness that that is the way of obedience because of salvation of the soul. Again, we don't do what we do for the Lord to love us or for the Lord to save us, but we do what we do because he has done so and because we love him because he first loved us. He says, we're not going to have a different treatment than him. We're not greater than him. We don't have anything do us that exempts us from the same way that they treated our Lord. They have treated our Lord and Master in a terrible way. They will do so to us. And should we retaliate? No. And he says here in the end of verse 20, "If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." If they obey, as we run into those that are saved and have been touched by the Lord, if they are found obedient, if they are found saved by the Lord, they'll hear. They'll hear the word that we speak and preach. Verse 21, "But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me." See, the world in of itself, just as we were before the Lord saved us, the world is blind. The world does not see the work of God, the power of God, the greatness and the righteousness and the majesty of God. The world does not see him sending his Son. The world does not see that there's a need for salvation, the salvation of the soul of sinners. And so because they don't know the work of God and the great work of salvation through his Son, they'll abuse those that are his. They'll abuse us. And the thing is it's not a thing that we should take so much personally. He says, "But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake." They'll do so, the sinner that has been saved, claims the name of Jesus in salvation. He claims the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and Because of that, the world hates that saint, that child of God. Why? Because they claim the name of Jesus. The hatred is against Jesus. Oh, yes, they associate and identify us with Christ, and well, we should identify with him. He saved us. But it's because of him that they do so. Because of him and the lack of knowing and understanding that he's been sent by God the Father to do the work that he has done. Verse 22, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. The law of the Lord, the fulfilling of the law by the Lord Jesus Christ perfectly, his perfect obedience, his humility, his power, his great sacrifice on Calvary. He tells the truth about sin and about our condition and about our need. And there's no cover-up for sin anymore. There's no excuse for sin anymore. These things have been done that the world might become guilty before God. And sinner, without Christ, that's what you need. You need to become guilty before God. You are guilty. It doesn't matter whether you think so or not, but you need to see and line up with what the Lord says. You're guilty before him. And you need a Savior. And the only Savior that there is the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous child and only begotten Son of God. He said, if I hadn't come, they wouldn't have had sin. It would have been revealed. But now they have no cloak for their sin because Jesus, he's shown it all. Verse 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. Sent out an article here recently in our area an advertisement telling about our revival services, and the article was right along the line about what the Lord said in previous chapters, in chapter number 14. Do you love Jesus? All people give lip service to it, but do you really love Jesus? He that hateth me hateth my Father also. God's a package deal. He is one Lord, one God. The Father sent the Son. The Son was willing to come, and he obeyed him completely, and the Father's pleased in it. The Spirit of God sanctions the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ over and over again. If you don't love Jesus, you sure don't love the Father either. And are separated from him indeed. Verse 24. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, which is true, the Lord worked miracles that none other did. The Lord spoke words of truth that none other did. If I had not done among them the works that none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. Again, that righteous shining of the light. The righteous shining of the light upon sin by the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 25, but this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that was written in their law, that is the law of the Jews, given by the Lord, they hated me without a cause. They hated me without a cause. Did Jesus come to bring death or to bring life? Was sin killing men and dragging them down to death before Jesus came? Indeed it was. It still does today. Jesus telling the truth about sin and the awfulness and the terribleness of sin and the heinous work of sin. Did he do man a disservice? By no means. He told man the truth. He has told mankind the truth that in our sins and they alone, we will die. We will perish. We will spend eternity in hell forever and ever and ever. But Jesus came and told the truth. And not only did he tell about sin, about our sin and the sins of men and the separation from God that we have because of the sin of our father Adam and the disobedience that we do and pursue naturally ourselves. Not only did he tell us the truth about that, he didn't leave us there. He told us the truth, but he didn't leave us there. But he also told us about the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one sent by the Father to take away the sins of the world, the only one that can forgive sins, the only one that has power to take his life back again, the only one that could sacrifice himself. He says, no man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I've received this commandment of the Father, and I lay it down of myself that I might take it back again. He did not do man a disservice by telling us the truth, did he? Oh, but he has blessed us so by bringing salvation to sinners through his righteous obedience to the Lord, to the Father. He's been hated indeed without a cause. He's done mankind better than mankind has ever been done. And yet he's hated and rejected of men. The Lord, the scripture goes on to say here in the end of this chapter, verse 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Verse 27. And ye also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Here we have a promise to the Lord's church. And indeed, this is a promise. Every child of God that is saved, every person that is saved by the Lord and made a child of God, adopted by him, has the Spirit of God dwelling within indeed. And the Spirit of God is no doubt a comforter to each child of God. But here we have a promise to the Lord's church. And the reason that I say that is because of subsequent verses that are going to come about, that we're going to see in this book, that this is a work, this is speaking about the Holy Spirit work of the Comforter within the Lord's church. The Spirit of God is going to do yet something else. He's going to remind the Lord's church of the things that Jesus has said. He's going to guide his churches into all truth. He's going to teach the churches. The Comforter of the Lord Jesus Christ is there in the stead of Jesus Christ physically, in the stead of Jesus Christ physically with his church. Jesus has been with his church for 3 years. He's getting ready to give his life on the cross at Calvary. And he is going to be, he's going to raise from the dead, be with his church for some 40 days, and then he's going to ascend to the Father where he is yet today. But he's going to send the Comforter. The Spirit of God is going to come and do the work of the Comforter in his church, in his churches. And we have that promise. And so this is what he's speaking about. And then he wraps up verse 27. And ye also shall bear witness, and ye are also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. We are his witnesses of the resurrection. We didn't see the resurrection being saved in this day and living in this time. But by salvation, we believe and are saved by believing and trusting in Christ, his gospel, that he has risen from the dead for us. We are witnesses of his resurrection. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.